Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Peah Daf Tes. Daf Tes. Well, there is no Bavli Peah Daf Tes, so, but we will still say Yerushalmi Peah Daf Tes, and we are in the middle of a chazal that the Meshech Chachma is going to talk about. And again, these Mesech Tashirim are sponsored anonymously in honor of the parents, and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So the Gemara, remember yesterday's whole daf was all about Lashon Hara, and it continues in terms of that. Remember, the dafim about Lashon Hara in the Bavli are in Arachin, but here the dafim about Lashon Hara are in Meseches Peah, as we started to discuss. We got into this because the Gemara went into four items that there's Karen in Olam Hazeh, Karen in Olam Haba, getting punished in Olam Hazeh, getting punished in Olam Haba, and the Gemara spoke about the big three in Lashon Hara, Keneged Kulam. And that's why the Gemara then goes into the discussion of Lashon Hara. So the Gemara goes in on Ches Mabez. The Gemara started off, we read the first half of the Chazal that said, in the door of David HaMelech, they were all tzaddikim, and yet, because they were Diltorin, because there were people who said Lashon Hara, they would go out to war, and they would fall in battle. The Chulu. And the Gemara gives many examples of Ba'alei Lashon Hara, Doeg, primary amongst them, and Achitofel, and the people of Ke'ilah, and the people of Zifim, who all told where that Shaul was, what David was hiding there from Shaul. Shaul massacred Novi Rakonim, after hearing about it from Doeg. David HaMelech even says, you know, remove the Shekhinah. So that is all the first half. Aval Dorah Shalacha, four lines from the bottom, Ov the Avodah Zarah Hayu, they were their idolaters. Since they didn't tell on each other and say Lashon Hara about each other, they used to go and were victorious in battle. Where do you see this from? From Ovadia. In the days of Ovadia, remember, Izebel and Achav killed all of the Nevi'im. They killed out all of the Nevi'im. Ovadia was the only one left, and Elio a Navi, but Ovadia, but really he had 100 Nevi'im hiding in two caves. But Ovadia says, when Ovadia is hiding and he meets Elio, Husha Ovadia Mar Elio, Halahuga Laudonias Asher Asisi, Baharo Gizevel as Nevi'ah Hashem, Vigomer, that Izebel, the wife of Achav, killed out all the prophets. Va'achal kalem lechem amayim, and I'm trying to provide them in the cave bread and water. And the Gemara says, "Emlechem lamamayim, v'mayim lamalechem." What do you mean, bread and water? Isn't water much easier to get? Water is just is a natural resource, and bread you have to make. So the Gemara says, "Ella, why does it put these two together?" Malami shalohayu mayim kashin lo lahavi yosem and alechem. It was even harder to bring water. They didn't have any basic necessities, nothing. And yet, even though Ovadia was hiding with these 100 Nevi'im, Elio machres barosha Carmel, Elio screams on the top of Har Carmel. Remember the Nevi'e Habal and the whole problem circumstance that he makes. Vanino sarti Navi Levadi Lashem. I'm the only one. I'm the only Navi left. And yet, the Chol Am Yadin, everyone knew that there were 100 Nevi'im in hiding with Ovadia. But Velo Mefarsin Lamalka, they didn't say it. So therefore you see, in the days of Achav, they were not Diltorin, and therefore they were victorious in battle, even though they were Obed Avodah Zarah, Mash Eked in the days of David. So the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bishalach discusses this Chazal, and Baruch Hashem, this Chus. Now we see it in context, this Yerushalmi in Peah, says the Meshech Chachma, on the Pasuk, V'mayim lahem choma miminam v'mispolam. His bonein b'darchei Torah. If you look in the ways of the Torah, nireh, ki b'mitzvahs ma'asiyos, kemo avodah zarah va'arayos, what I might call mitzvos that have to do with actions that Hashem demands of us. So then there's many punishments. Kare ski lashar mises malkus, lokein b'nimusios umidos. But averos that have to do with midos, like Lashon Hara, like Rechilus, even stealing, there's no punishment. So, interesting, when it comes to many Averis, there's a punishment that's more chamor by the Maisim that don't have to do with midos. But that's only by a Yachid. Ulam zedavka biyachid ha'osa. Aval matzibur nishchasa. When it comes to the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares more about the Benadam Lachavero, so to speak, the mitzvos shel midos, than the other mitzvos. Aval matzibur nishchasim, but zemotzon alahefech. It's like a parent who sees the kids fighting, that's worse than each of them just doing their own sins. And that's what he quotes Dar Dar Shal David Kulam Sadikim Hayu Abal Dar Shal Achav Odi Avodah Zara Vadish Lo Yolam Bilol Torin Hayu Yordan LeMachama Manatzchem Shemat Zibur Nishchasim Bavodah Zara VaArayos Al Zeh Neamar Hashochini Tam Besoch Tumasam Aval Bini Mosios VeMido She Lashon Haro Machlokes Ruma Alashamayim Kaviyachol Salig Shchinascha Mehem. Right, that's from David HaMelech, right in our Gemara, and that's why Bayis Sheni is much longer galus than Bayis Rishon. Right, Bayis Rishon. The Gemara in Yuma, while the second base of Mingdash is Sinas Chinam, which is much longer. And that's also why, says the Meshech Chachma, Egel versus the Meraglim. Egel was Avodah Zara. Hashem was able to be Mochel. Meraglim, at root, it's Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara even about inanimate object, about Eretz Yisrael, but at root, it's the sin of Lashon Hara. Matzanu shala egel shayachet b'avodah zara machal HaKadosh Baruch Elohem v'nisratz Elohem. Aval al-meraglim shayalashon hara v'kfiyus tova lo machal Elohem v'nigzar b'midbar hazeh yitamu. Yitein Hashem Yisbarach, he ends off after three columns. Shebnei Yisrael yashuvu l'Hashem mitoch arvacha. Amen. So we should all do tshuva mitoch ava and come together in achdus. But that's the Meshech Chachma, the first of two Meshech Chachmas, three Meshech Chachmas maybe today. The first one, that was in Bishalach. Okay. We continue. V'lama haya kore oso shlishi. Fascinating. If you've never learned this Yerushalmi before, now we learn something new. The Yerushalmi used to call Lashon Hara, they called it Lashon Shlishi. That was the name of Lashon Hara. Why is it called Lashon Shlishi? So you might say it's about a third party. I'm telling you about Reuven. So there are three parties. So it's my Lashon is talking about Shlishi, about the other guy. So that's one way. Or the Gemara gives another pshat, which is similar to what the Gemara says in Erechin. Lama haya kore oso shlishi. Rav Chaim Kenievsky says, Lashon haya haya kore lashon shlishi. Why? Shehu horeg shlosha. Because it destroys three people. Ha'omro, v'hamekablo, v'zeshen emer alav. The speaker, the receiver, and the one who it's spoken about. Right? Those, all three are destroyed by Lashon Hara, and the Gemara says this in the Bavli also. Ubimei shal ne'ogur arba. In the days of Shal, even four, even more than four, but four categories of people. Doeg Sha'amaro, Doeg was the one that told Shaul that David is hiding in Novir HaKohanim. And Doeg eventually was killed. Shaul Shekiblo, Shaul that was Makabal the Lashon Hara, and he eventually was killed for other reasons as well in battle, but that's part of it, right? He massacred the Novir HaKohanim. Achimelech, who was the king of Nov, the Kohen of Nov, the Kohen Gadol, Shenemer Alav, it was said about him, and he was massacred along with many other Kohanim, 85 Kohanim, I think. Va'avner. And Avner, right, who started off being the Sartzava of Shaul and eventually went over to David, but the Gemara here says an Avner was killed. Why was Avner killed? Right, by Yoav. There's going to be four different opinions. But in context here, the fourth opinion we'll just skip to, the Gemara says, because he could have protested and said to Shaul, protested about this Lashon Hara, protested about killing Novir HaKohanim. He didn't do what he could to be moche what Shaul was doing. He didn't take part in it, but he wasn't moche. Okay, there is even a medrash. There's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. Vayikra Rabbah, Chavav Beis, where the medrash says that there was a story also about killing three. This is in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Uvda havi begvar davis lekula bisha, kala bisha. A man had a daughter-in-law who just spoke Lashon Hara all day. Right, just spoke Lashon Hara all day. Vavitzmida, Amra, Lishan Bish. She always said Lashon Hara. See, he went to her every morning and every evening. Please stop talking Lashon Hara. Please stop talking Lashon Hara. And she got fed up and she was enough already. So she went to her husband and said, your father's trying to seduce me. Watch, he comes every morning and every afternoon to talk to me in private. Right? Kachave, and that's what happened. And after he sees that, he says, Kfar Milo Kushtin. It's a true thing. What'd he do? He smashed his father, and he killed his father. Bezdin took him, Chayim Isa, and he was killed. And then the woman eventually was killed also. Vishtakech Lishna Katol Tloteon. All three, Rachman al-Litzlan, were killed. But again, the Gemara says it here, this example as well. So the Gemara says, Avner Lamanerag. Why was Avner, again, who was originally on the side of Shaul and then went over, so much Tanakh these last couple of days here about David HaMelech's life and Shaul, right, Adoniah was yesterday. So Avner Lamanerag. So four opinions. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Malakish, Verabbanin. So 3 + 1. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar al Sha'asa, Daman Shalnar Mischok. When Avner was still on the side of Shaul, and he and Yoav had met. Yoav was David's officer. They said, let's have a game, let's have a duel. And they had their soldiers duel in front of them. That eventually led to many deaths. And Abner didn't take it so seriously, right? The Mara Fulda. Lo chash al harigasam bishol aschok shelo. Maybe they didn't know it was going to be Sakharas the fascist. They thought it would be just a game. But because of that, Sha'asa Domen Shal Naram Schok. Right, he made it into like a game. Shenamar, Yakumunu Ama'arim, let the Na'arim, the young, get up, Yisaku Lefaneinu, and play in front of us. And play in front of us. Vayomer, the Pasuk should read, Vayomer Yoav Yakumu. Yoav agreed to Avner's suggestion of the game. Rish Lakish Amar, second opinion, Al Shehiktim Shmol Lishmo Shal David. He sent a letter to David HaMelech, and he put his name first. His own name first. Hadahu Dechziv, Vayishlach Avner Malachim El David Tachtav. He sent a letter to David under him. Lemar lemiaretz. Right? What is that word? Tachtov? Chazal darshan. Kasav min Avner leDavid. He wrote on top of the letter from Avner to David. So he wrote Avner first, and that was a violation. That was a rebellion, so to speak, against the king. That's what the Rash Sirlio says here. Mimeni Avner sartzava Yisrael leDavid Melech Yisrael Shalom umor b'malchus chayiv misa. Mor b'malchus, that's rebelling against the king. Chayiv misa, that is number two. We'll get back to that. Let's just do the four. Rabbanan Amrin, al shelo hiniach l'shaul, is pious ben David. He didn't leave Shaul to be appeased by David. Twice, David HaMelech had the chance to kill Shaul, and he didn't. And he showed to Shaul afterwards, I could have killed you, but I didn't. See, I'm not trying to usurp you. It's all for my Kadosh Baruch Hu, and stop chasing after me to try to kill me. That's what David tried to do. Shaul spent the whole Sefer in Tanakh trying to find David and to kill him. David twice in the cave, the first time he's here in the cave. And Avner did not allow Shaul. Shaul was kind of going to be appeased and convinced, and Avner didn't let him. Hadu dechsiv va'avi re'e. This is after, remember in the cave, that David cut the corner of Shaul's cloak. And he took it out. And he said, Shaul, look, I have a piece of your cloak. I could have stabbed you. But what happens? And David says, Va'avi, he even calls Shaul his father. He was his father-in-law. Be'avi, re'e, gam re'e, it's knaf me'ilcha bi'adi. Look, I have a piece of your baggage in my hand. Omar le'e, Avner says to him, who's the him? So the pashtus is, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here, he says to Shaul, Matboy min gulgoli dulguli du'adeb. What do you think that piece of fabric came from? You think David the tzaddik? And therefore he didn't kill you? No, besira hu aras. Your jacket got stuck in the thorns. Vekivan shebo, right? They got stuck in the thorns. Hu aras is from the word mu'ura, mixed in. Mu'uras begidin, the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza. So he convinced, no, don't think he's such a tzaddik, he didn't kill you. He got stuck in the thorns and he found a piece of garment on the bush. So Avner didn't help the fact that Shaul was not appeased. And then what happened? Vekivan Shabol, Lamago, when they come to the next place, remember that place is where David, when they were sleeping, David snuck in to the battlefield and stole Shaul's spear and his water, his chanis and his sapichis, right? So he stole, and then he went back to the other mountain and he called out, Shaul, I'm on this mountain. And he also said, Avner, can you explain this one? He says, Kivan Shabol, Lamagal, Amarle, follow Tana Avner. Avner, give me an answer. What do you think about this one? Right? Well, this one also got corn on the thorns? Ma knaf amart. What corner are you going to say? Besia horas? It was corn on the thorns? Chanis v'tzapachas besia hora? Right? The sword and the bottle got corn on the thorns? And Avner, did not help the situation. And that's number three, that he caused the continued fighting between Shaul and David. And finally, the fourth, v'yesh omrim, what we alluded to before. Al yedei sha'isa sfeika biyado limchos benovi arkonim. If he could have told Shaul, not a good idea. You can't massacre the city because you're looking for David. He could have said something and maybe Shaul would have listened. Follow Micha, and he didn't. And therefore, that's the fourth and final suggestion given here. The Meshechachma, second one of the day, talks about Morid B'Malchus in an interesting context. Right? I think we mention this often. The Meshechachma in Parsha Shoftim on the mitzvah of Lo Sasur. Right? There's a question that all the Achronim deal with to try to answer for the Rambam from the Ramban's attack. The Ramban says, the Rambam says in a few places that every time I violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, I'm also violating an Issa D'Araisa. Because the Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanan. right? And it's included in Lo Sasser. Do not swerve, do not turn from anything they say. And that includes Durabanan. So if I violated Durabanan, I violated Daraisa. Even if I violated Minhag, I might be violating. Say, ask the Ramban. So how do you ever have Savi Durabanan Lakula? Right? Because every Durabanan is really Daraisa. So how could you ever have Savi Durabanan Lakula? That's the kasha of the Ramban. And much ink has been spilled explaining this Ramban. So the Meshach, and the Ramban has one line which he suggests something, but that's what the Achronim pick up on. The Meshach Chachma says, what the Rabbanon say is not inherently important because of the content of what they say, but it's that they said it. It could be that one Bezin will say something, and 100 years later, a different Bezin will change what they said. And each time, each generation has to listen to their Bezdin. Right? Yiftach Bedaro Kishmul Bedaro. But that's okay, because every Bezdin has the right and the authority in the days when there was a, right, Godol Bemenu Bechachmo Veminyan to change things. So how does that work? It works because the issue is just listening to the Rabbanan, not what they said. What Hashem says, the content, that's crucial and important. And that's suffic, that's in eternal truth. But the Rabbanan are not, it's not eternal truth. Right? It's for what they said. And he gives a mashal, Mor B'Malchus. The Meshach Chachma says, Mor B'Malchus, the king wants to build a highway through my backyard. Right? And Reuven stands up and says, no, I don't want you to. No, but we need this for the country. Reuven says, no, you're not doing it over my dead body. And the answer is, that's true. Right? Mor B'Malchus. Right? Does Hashem really care about this highway through the backyard? Right? The answer is that's halacha Mor B'Malchus. It's not about the content. It's about just the issue of listening to the king. That's the mashal of listening to the Rabbanan. So the Meshach Chachma uses this and says, that's why Safek is Lakula. Because when it's a Din Daraisa that's inherently MS truth, forever, eternal, so Safek, you have to be Machmir. If it's Safek poison, it's Safek poison, you have to be Machmir. But by the Rabbanan, the second that it's a Safek, that's not called not listening to the Rabbanan. The second it's a Safek, it falls away. So when I Vade violated the Rabbanan, I'm violating a Daraisa. But once it's a suffix, then the whole thing falls away, because that's not called violating, not listening to the Rabbanan. Okay, but he brings Mor B'Malchus as a mashal for Lo Sasser. We continue. Back to Lashon Hara. Chitze gibar shinunim im gachalei resamim. Kol kli zayin mechin bimkoman. All weapons could hurt and hit in their spot. Vizem maka meirachok. But arrows you could shoot far away, right? In the days of a hand battle and just, you know, without any shooting, arrows could go far. A sword, a spear you hold. So that's what Lashon Hara is like a sword. I'm sorry, it's like an arrow, right? It could go far away, hezek. Kolag acholim kabum mi bachus kabum mi befnim. The other mashal in this pasuk, which is also talking about relating to Lashon Hara. All coals, once they are extinguished and cold on the outside, they're cold on the inside. The elu, these gachalei resamim, af al pi shekavim yabachos al kavim yibifnim. Right, even though on the outside it looks cold, on the inside it's hot. Right, maisa be'echa chiniyek kacholim ba'oro, somebody once left these types of coals, b'chag on sukkis, uba matz on ba'oro es b'pesach, they came back 6 months later, and it was still, the embers were burning inside. Embers were burning inside. So what's the mashal about Lashon Hara? So the Mefarshim try to figure out what it means. It means even if somebody maybe says, I forgive you on the outside, it's still burning on the inside. Right, Lashon Hara maybe is never fully forgiven because it's in there. Just to be Yotze, the third Meshach Chachma of the Shir, right, in Parshas Vayechi, right, on the Unkelus, the Unkelus says that Yaakov Avinu says, Ashalakachti biyana meori bacharbi uvakashti, with my sword and with my arrow, the Unkelus says, Bitzluson of a Uson, two types of tefillah. Tiskabal tzloson of a Uson, two types of tefillah compared to arrows and swords. And the Meshach Chachma and the Brisker Rav both explain, because there are two types of tefillah. There's the fixed type of tefillah, he says it this way. What's ever seen a sword and an arrow? So on the one hand, an arrow goes farther. On the other hand, the sword is inherently dangerous. You touch the tip of a sword, it kills. A tip of an arrow might not be as sharp. Tip of a knife, right? And it's not just a point. So says the Meshach Chachma, there are the fixed tefillah that we have, that the Chazal made and the Nevi'im made, that's like a sword. It's like a sword. It doesn't go so far, as far, but it's inherently powerful. An arrow, that's the personal element of our tefillah, and that, depending how far you pull back the arrow, that's as far, as good as the archer is, that's as far as it's going to go. The two types of tefillah. Again, each one having their element. Again, I'm not doing it justice, but that's Bechari B'Uvakashti in Vayechi. Feel free to look it up. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. We continue. So the Girsa adds in, La'asi lavo, Omer l'nachash. In the future, all the animals are going to get together and they're going to turn to the snake, right, who's known as the Baal Lashon Hara. Mipnei ma'ata ma'alech l'shon chashoseis. Why do you slither around and your tongue is like dragging on the floor in the dirt? Omer alon, du garamli. My tongue caused it to me. My tongue got me into problems in the first place, so now my tongue eats dirt. Ma'anay l'chash ashat noshech. You, what hanav? What pleasure do you get, snake, that you bite? Arye tori fa ochel, ze'ev tori fa ochel. Other animals, they have their prey, and they grab it and they eat it. At manayish lecha. What hanav do you get from biting? Amar lahen, he says, Mishach hanachash below lachash. Quotes the pasuk. Ilule is amar li min shmaya nachis. If it wasn't said from heaven, bite lo havin nachas. I wouldn't bite. Meaning it's a gzera. It's a gzera to my species. This is what I do, but you're right. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get any hana, but that's the Baal Lashon Hara. Also, the Baal Lashon Hara doesn't get any hana, except momentary hana of feeling that they're above someone else. Next question they ask the snake. You bite in one spot, but the whole body feels it. The whole body feels the poison. Why are you asking me? Imru l'Baal Halashon. Right? Why don't you think just going through the whole body is something amazing? Go ask a Baal Lashon Hara. Shu Omer Khan Bahori Baromi. He'll say something here, and on the other side of the world, or at least on the other side of the Mediterranean. In Rome, you know, it would be felt. Omer Baromi Bahori Basuria. Right? In either direction, the amazing power, the terrible amazing power of Lashon Hara. And we might add, Lashon Hara is only by speech. In our day and age, it's by typing. Right, one could send something that even more than ever before in the history of the world, the whole world can know the Lashon Hara in 5 seconds. Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan, sending one email. One post. Why do you snakes hang out by the fences? Amar lahen, ani parasti gidro shel olam. Because I broke the fence. I broke the fence of the world. And therefore, this is my decree. This is what I have to say. Okay, there's a lot we could talk about relating the chait of Adam and Chava. We'll see at the end of this any time to get back to that. Weiter. Hazchus. Zchus here means mitzvos. Hazchus yeshla karen v'yeshla peros. Zechuyos. Mitzvos have principle and they have fruit. Avera yeshla karen v'yeshla peros. Averos have principle punishment. There's no fruit when averos. Says the Gemara, based on Psukim, Hazchus Yeshla Karen Yeshla Perish and Emer Imru Letzadikito Ki Pri Malalem Yochelu. Right, that's talking about the tzaddik and their fruit of their actions. They will eat the schar. Avera Yeshla Karen Ve'en La Perish and Emer Oyla Rashara Ki Gemul Yadav Yeaselo. Only the gemul of what he does. There's no fruit to what he does. Right, the Mefarshim wonder. Here it seems like this Karen to every mitzvah. Didn't our Mishnah in the beginning of Peah said there's only Karen Kayemes for certain mitzvos? So they talk about different types of schar. Schar that's fixed, schar that's extra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they work on it. Mani Mekayim, so says the Gemara, wait a minute. Averas don't have peiros, Mani Mekayim v'yochlu mipri darkam. Rishon will eat from the fruit of their ways. Says Gemara, Ela kol averas sha'asas pri, yesh la pri. V'shalasas pri, in la pri. Some averas have pri. What averas have pri? Says the Gemara, Fulda chil Hashem. Meaning, if not only do I do an avera, but other people see me and learn from me, that's an avera sheyesh peros, right? And therefore, we have to not only recognize that, you know, what we're doing wrong, but if it influences others, and the greater we are, the more influence that one can have, latov or lara. And therefore, we have to make sure that we recognize the power. Machshava tova vaiter, we continue. Once we spoke about the power of mitzvos, let's speak about the power of even thoughts of mitzvos. Thoughts of mitzvos. Machshava tova, hamako mitzar falamaisa. Machshava tova, a good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines to a maisa. Machshava rai, machshava mako mitzar falamaisa. If I think a mitzvah, if I wanted to do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the credit. Pashtos. Right? Machshava rai, he does not. Machshava, well, how do you know this? Machshava tova, mako mitzar falamaisa. Tichsev, because the pasuk says, Oz nidru yirei Hashem, isha re'eu vigomer. Vigomer is ulechosh ve'shmo. Right? The pasuk ends off. Choshev, even if you have a machshava, You know, so that's already mitzarif. Machshava ra ain't a makom mitzarif alamaisa, but a machshava about an avera, Hashem, it does not combine to the maisa if I don't do it. Oven imraisi belibi lo yishma Hashem. Hashem does not listen in that way. So why is this? A number of Mefarshim explain, because deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing and wants to do mitzvos. And therefore, if I ever think about doing a mitzvah and I don't get to do it somehow, maybe it's because of life. It's because things happen and I'm an ones. But really, I want to do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the credit. Someone will give me the credit as if I did it. Right? The Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, we haven't mentioned this in a long time, but remember the Rambam at the end of the second parak of Hilchas Gerushin, that if somebody once has to give a get to his wife, and he's not giving it, Beis Din could use means in order to make him, not bizman hazeh as much, but make him give a get to his wife. Why? Because isn't that a get meusa, a forced get? And a forced get is not halachically acceptable. And the answer is no, the Rambam. And for the Rambam to say this, the Rambam says no, because really his Yetzahara is being ma'anes him. And really he wants to do the right thing. And maybe that's what's connected to our Gemara here, that Machshava is mitzuraf to the Maisa. Look at Rabbi Yosef Engel, who always has something creative to say. This Gemara appears in Kiddushin also in the Bavli, on Daf Mem. And the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, he says, Bibachrusi amarti. When I was young, I said the following. Halavai, we should be saying things like this when we're young, saying pshatim on gemaras. He says, when I was young, I thought machshava tov is mitzarev to a maisa. It means if one person wanted to do a mitzvah, but he didn't get to do it. He only had the machshava. And another person did the mitzvah, but he did it totally shalol lishma. And he didn't, wasn't thinking about doing the mitzvah. So Hashem takes the machshava of this person and the maisa of this person and puts it together, and now you have a beautiful, amazing, amazing mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzaref machshava lemaisa by a machshava. Right? Not out of the blue, but he just combines two people. And then he says, maybe that's what even works. That's what even works, for Mason. He says, we get staka le'ilu nishmas. How does that work? Right? It's a schus for the neshama. What about a schus for the neshama? I'm doing the mitzvah, not the person. So say some of the Rishonim. Well, if the person would be alive, he'd want to do the mitzvah. He'd want to do the mitzvah. He'd want to give the sukkah, but he can't. And maybe when he was alive, he wanted to do the mitzvah, but he couldn't because he didn't have enough money. So if somebody gives the sukkah now, that could combine with the machshava of the person when he was alive, and that way he could have the aliyah. Again, machshava and maisa coming together. Weiter. Hada, the tema be Yisrael. This only applies by Jews. Ava begoyim, by idolaters, chilufin, the opposite. Why? Because an idolater, at root, he believes in his Avodah Zarah. Machshava Tov, not Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif. If it's just a Machshava Tov, he's not Mitzarif. Machshava Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif. Machshava Ra, he is, maybe because the Machshava is the Avodah Zarah. Machshava Tov, not Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif. Lamaisa, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'ad, this is talking about Daryavesh. Daryavesh was like Daniel. Right, like he was the Persian king, like Daniel. Problem was there were other people who were jealous of his liking of Daniel. So Daryavesh made a rule, you can't daven to anybody except me. And that didn't work for Daniel. Daniel davened, and there was Lashon Hara told to Daryavesh, and he had to throw him into the lion's den, even though he really didn't want to. The Ad Me'ali Shimsha, until the end of the day, having Mishtadir Latzlusa, he was trying to save him. So he was trying to save him. For Lok Siv, and it doesn't say, by the other gears, is Vishizve, and he saved him. Meaning, he tried, it was a machshava, but he didn't save him, he got him thrown in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an ace for him. But you see from there that the machshava is not considered the maisa. Machshava Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa. Where do you see that Hashem is Bitzaref? Miketel Umechamas Achicha Yaakov. Talking about Esav, right? This is Ovadia, only one parak in Ovadia. Miketel, from killing your brother. V'chi harago, did Esav actually kill Yaakov? No. Ela malamit shachashav ova hargo, ve'el avakasav kilu hargo. And he considers it as if he killed him. Good. So Machshav is very important. Again, we don't have time to go into it now. There's a beautiful piece in the Karakemach in Rabbeinu Bachai, in Taharas Halev. Taras Halev, Karkemach is Rabbeinu Bachai's philosophical sefer, and there he talks about the importance of machshavos, and we think that our machshava is out of our control. He says, the second we have a machshava, okay, sometimes that's out of our control, that's true. But if we let it stay in our mind, and we let it come back over and over again, that's more in our control. And he says, Kishem shebechiras ha-maisa misura b'yad adam l'tova l'ra, kein bechiras ha-machshava, misura b'yado achar ha-achanos. V'yalkein tzorach she'achzer ha-adar, for waso she'ishtadel, we have to do the best we can. That's, if you want to look in the regular Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, it's on page Kuftari Beis. Tani. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Harei Shehaya Adam Tzadik Gomer Kol Yamav Ubachrona Maran. If somebody is a Tzadik Gomer his whole life until the last day, Ibeit Zeh Kol Masha Asa Kol Yamav, he can lose everything.
Matam ubeshuv tzadik mitzid kaso va'asa avel.
A person could lose it, says the Gemara. Rishim elakash amar ubetoal harishonos. Only if he regrets. If he regrets his mitzvos, so then he's going to lose it. Somebody just doesn't do any more mitzvahs. You know, you're not going to lose them unless you regretted it. Harei shahaya adam marsha gomer kol yamavu b'sofas atshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makablo. And the opposite. A person's a rasha all his life, he does shuv at the last second. Many stories about this in Chazal. Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, and the executioner by Rabbi Chinan ben Shradio, and he jumped in. Right, many stories. The last second. Matam ubeshuv rasha mi rishato. Right, when he goes back from his rishus. It ends off on a positive note. Not only that, but all the averis that he did, his averis turned into schuyos. Matam, because the pasuk says, mar v'ahalos kitzios kol bigdosecha. And we darshan, begida means beged, but it also can mean begida. Rebellion, called treason, called begido shebagadata bi, harin kamarva alos vixios. All the things that you treasoned against me, it could be like mar and alos and beautiful, wonderful smelling spices. Right? The Bavli in Yuma says our aveiros turn into mitzvahs only by tshuva me'ahava. Right? Here, it's anything. Right? Any tshuva, it sounds like. Any tshuva. Rubo zechuyos umioto aveiros. If a person has mostly mitzvahs, if we have a couple of averas, so hopefully we'll get punished for that only in this world. So we'll get full schar in the next world. The opposite, if we mostly have averas, Hashem will pay us for our mitzvahs in this world, because we'll get full compensation in the next world for the averas. Aval, there are three exceptions. Haporik o, v'hamei for bris. If somebody throws off the ol, these Hashem will come up in more detail on tomorrow's daf. Porik ol and mefer bris, somebody tries to hide their bris mila. Somebody who disgraces Torah, again, each of these will be detailed tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem. Even if somebody has mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, nifram yimendo olam hazeh, v'an keren kiemas olam haba. Right, they're punished in this world and in the next world because those are unusual averus. Finishing up, Avodah Zarah v'Gilui Arayos, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Chad Omer, Bekalos, Chad Omer, Bechamuros. Where do you categorize, right? We just had the Brisa that speak about Kalos and Chamuros. Where do you categorize Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos? Strange question. I would think, of course they're Chamuros. What kind of question is that? So, Man and Kayamin, Imba Oso Sha'asa Tshuva. Well, one second. If they did Tshuva for these averus, Ein Kol Davar Hosha Omid Bifnei Kol Ba'al Tshuva. They did Tshuva. So even by Chamuros, they shouldn't be called Chamuros. Ella, what's the machlokas here? What are they asking? Ki anan kayamin ba'osa shelo asa tshuva umeis b'yisurin. What if somebody didn't do tshuva for these averis, but they suffered terribly, and they accepted their suffering? So now, what do they consider? L'may nafkemina? It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu scorecard. You know, maybe it's, in terms of nikbarin, but either way, the Gemara says, just yisurin itself raises somebody's level. Acceptance of Yisurin Rachman al Itzlan. Again, we daven for a life without Yisurin, but again, Yisurin Arma Markin, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Taman, and Hashem will pick up with this next time. One more Amud before we get back to Inyane Peya on Yud Amabez, the second Mishnah.